Notes upon listening to the records of Lemon Jefferson. I was drawn to the traveling performers passing through, the sideshow performers, bluegrass singers, the black cowboy with chaps and a lariat doing rope tricks, Miss Europe, Quasimodo, the bearded lady, the half man, half woman, the deformed and the bent, Atlas the dwarf, the fire eaters, the teachers and preachers, the blues singers. Bob Dylan. Blind Lemon traveled through Beaumont, came to a stop by a stand of bare branch trees and a hard scrabble rocky acre of dirt and stubble called the end ground. Emptiness and sunlight, the wind as a home for starlings and straw, whistled his last number for weariness, wickedness, evil tempers, and streetcar number 9. White men lassoed by car dealerships and ladies of Scaramouche, presented in living bras and closet girdles, hummed for a silken fantasy whip-crack garden shacks, and waved goodbye with blood-stained hankies, forlorn, fishing for complimentary pre-game hot dog joints, chambers of horror, and South Congress big boys, forgotten, forgiven, for shit, for y'all. I heard the jangle of his tangled moss, the sound hole gaped, the tuners turned, and the strap struck the hour. Showtime, blind man, everybody's in. Blind Lemon got up the neck, unbound by fools. A see-through scene and broadcast for the whole neighborhood, stricken, shucking sugar. Dream, picked up by little man from outer space and his passenger in a fast sports car with a back seat, sort of a muscle car. I'm with Joey, my songwriting buddy from a million miles away in lost time. The little man is driving fast, insanely. It's an evil vibe, just racing for destruction. I'm feigning no fear, even egging him on. Also pretending that I'm in control and can drive the car sideways. We hit a new kind of curvy, rising and falling country road. Alkus and Fradkin in a store or space. The people went out and waited when they heard the train coming. Some old crow barked at them from the telegraph line. The wind moaned, the sky, of course, was gray. The little black train smoked in like a fat man's rod, shook and died, and the crowd pounded off. Lemon was in, off before they got out, dragging a doctor's satchel and had a little red guitar around his neck dangling from a string. To the children, he looked like an illustration from a book, the giant friendly talking mole, little useless glasses up on his nose and a goofy laugh. To everyone else, he was invisible, just a sharp-suited city boy decked with mud, clothes slept in and on, shoe leather expressive of long wandering. They called him a seersucker and a Navy Dodge. They manipulated his cornflakes, conned his quarters with a flick of their crooked wrists, and all he ever did was rock and roll. "Steal my money and I'll go get me some more," he said, and did, and that's the corner of our story. Dallas, 1923, Deep Ellum, a blind man singing and a little boy lightning collecting the change and leading the blind man, Lemon, off and away past the windows of sin. He was blind, man. But he saw the whistle of tin, the truncheon swing, heard the flat-footed steps of the Dallas heat, and read the book of darkness for all Fort Worth, now feeling his way up a sweet thing's leg, a perfumed corner in the back of a strange saloon, she with a sing-song voice and a flapper's hat, beautiful strong body in a party dress, and the smooth, tight, slippery flesh slide of the thighs toward cotton and honey where he found his bearings and took the ride while watching the door with his earlobes. The piano player came back and kicked a tin spittoon at the end of the bar. Arlene petted his big wet head, led him to water and bid him drink, and drink he did. Drunken spins. His strumming leads us in its early springtime, out by the bare branches and open spittle flayed fields, bitter cold like a spinster's judgment, where emptiness rings like a nickel in a bucket. Tune down low, roll the E down to B flat. They say it's the key of the cosmos, the clouds, the constellations that watch like birds on the line, while crows shout at Crazy Lemon on his way to the train. He feels someone is listening. He knows you're there. 80 years can't dull the sensation or rub it out of his heart. He's a big man, but he wears a skeleton around his neck, dangling from a string, just like his heart. They all looked up when he sang. Not that business stopped, but a memory crested the bar and broke over their dizzy heads like storm surf on the Texas plain. Back then, Dallas was a border town of sorts, the meeting of home, hell, and nowhere. And though Trix ain't walking no more, in 19, Blind Lemon wasn't a star, and Robert Johnson was still a child. War broke out every day in East Texas, and the Ku Klux Klan rode till dawn, whips cracking, shack burning, lynch mobbing, destroyers, killers, white men spreading the word of you tell me who these crossboxers worshipped. It's not who they said. Years later, they'd turned down Jesus for membership to the country club, but gave an okay for the sheriff's men. So many black men were murdered in Navasota, the president sent the army in. What year was that, anyway? So the little children grew up in fear for a real live white boogeyman, and the one following the gang, eyes squint shut. That's Lemon, learning by touch the hard and soft, the smooth and wet, the feel of fungus on bark, the crawling anthill's mound. Kids played tricks on him, but he paid right back. Beware the blind man's masquerade. When he dons a disguise, it's more than a costume ball. You're going to need somebody on your bond, Blind Willie Johnson. You got to have something to get you through, especially when they're trying to kill you. I made a big sound with my voice, and when I was singing on Deep Elm, they said you could hear me three blocks away over traffic. And I could make that guitar call your name if I wanted. I could make it howl like a dog or move like a lightning strike. It'd shout and sing right along with me, behind my voice like a crazy band, and that's my way. Some folks said I'd lose the dancers, but I could hear them out there. I'd hold 100 of them there, right by the electric car line, getting something to hear while they were throwing their money away. Getting something to hear while they were throwing their money away. It took me a while to get, but once I did, I never went hungry or dry again. Never got so lonesome as before either. Never had another problem. Well, that ain't true, but what I made a way with music. And see, I had a plan. My songs added up and people knew my name. There was a lot of goodwill. I could go where I wanted and get all I needed, on my side of town anyhow. Sure, I played some parties for whites. They'd come in and laugh and carry on and just miss the whole damn thing. But that's how they was, like they're missing their whole damn lives. And if I got too drunk around them, they'd fetch the cops and always had a cell for me then. Up on Deep Elm Street, some of them shops like me, some had no use for it. Like I says, I got about 100 out there, make a pretty good piece of cash, $25 sometimes, more good money back in them days, about five times what I'd make and worth them, that's for sure. See that my grave is kept clean, they all wanted that, and there'd be guitar players lined up close trying to see how I worked my hands. I could feel them up there trying to listen and watch real close, and I didn't like it. They'd ask me to play guitar, but they could never make it through a whole song, and I'd say, ain't got time to fool, boys. A man's trying to make a living out here. But the people loved it, and they'd come back at night. Every night I'd go out there. They'd come in from the farms on the trains, and others walked up from the north, and they'd listen. See, it weren't no juke joint, no dancing crowd. They'd listen and tapping and feet, all nodding heads, you know. And that was all the dance I needed from them, and they came back again and again. Blind Lemon Jefferson is the king of the blues, and tonight he's breathing deep in a Dallas graveyard. He ain't there to visit family. No desire to kneel and shrine coaxes this big heart. But the bones beneath his feet are out of reach of the blues, tuned to another channel, and he doesn't care. He's chasing Nellie Campbell, and she's leading him down. He's kind of drunk, swinging a bottle with his left arm. It's mad, but you can't see it in his eyes. She's working for her pay. That's the only way it goes off. And Mr. Lemon, he's a winner, but it's never for free. Jefferson's money is his midnight friend, the only mouth that speaks up tonight, black for a 250-pound blind guitar player. And it's the change he made, hailstones of silver, to rattle and bust the deadlock minutes, because it's slow, days are long, hot and damp too, and don't you wish you had an answer? Blind Lemon, at least he knows the question, but now there ain't no telling. That's it.